Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Interesting in the news. There's things the father and I were talking about just yesterday, and I put up a webpage at SherryShriner.com about America in prophecy and a description of things that are coming to the nations and kind of a timeline, wrapped up a timeline for all you folks who are stuck on the Daniel 70 weeks. 7-year tribulation timeline, that's all wrong. So I put up a right one for you. Last couple Mondays I've spent the Monday night shows in Bible prophecy, and that's probably where I'm going to stay for a while until we get taken out of here. You know, I was out last night taking pictures of the heavenly planet in the southwest, and I got what appeared to be a picture of a door. This planet is a portal. And last week we were getting pictures of a door in it. Last night I got a picture of a window in it. So that, there's no mistaking it. It had the triangle window panes all through it, rows and rows of window panes. It was a huge window. And so I thought that was fascinating. All representing portals. So doors, and how it talks about being the door. And Brother Dana posted a scripture on it. I'm going to read that. In Isaiah 60, verse 8. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Doors and windows are another name for portals. So great scripture catch on that one. Fascinating to know and see what else we will get with this planet as we keep taking pictures and overall just kind of waiting for the elect to leave. It's the next event on the table. Although I don't like setting dates on it, you watch for signs. I give you the signs to watch for. Because that's what the Father gives me. He doesn't give me dates. He says, watch for this, watch for that. He gives me signs. And he says in the last days to watch for signs. In the heavens, to watch for signs in the sun, moon, and stars. If that's not a sign in the stars, I don't know what is. So I'm going to go over this, because the next events, I'll go through this timeline graphic. What we're waiting on is the arrival of the Black and Pale Horsemen. That's also the Ashtar Command arrival. The eighth and last regime on Earth. Then we have the sixth seal earthquake, the day of the Lord. Then the sealing of 144,000, the arrival of the two witnesses. That'll pretty much come and go, probably pretty non-event for most people, because 144,000 won't be sealed. They'll be sealed by angels in their homes, wherever they're at. And so most people in the world won't see that. They may be aware of the arrival of two witnesses, two oddballs showing up from the past. That'll get some attention. Not that they're oddballs to us, but they will be to the world. A comet and asteroid hit the Earth. A locust, a giant's invasion of Revelation chapter 9, invasion of Joel 1 and 2. Revelation 12 taking place, Satan is cast to Earth. Babylon has fallen, it becomes prostrate to the new world rulers. Worship of the beast and mark of the beast enforcement. Then we have the last bowl judgments. America, the Babylon is destroyed. And Armageddon and the second coming of Christ. And that is basically the order I think things are going to happen. Revelation 12, Satan cast down to earth, could happen shortly before the locust invasion of Rev 9. But they're both back to back. They're both similar events, so they're just both there together. There are three different raptures. I know as soon as you post the timeline, people are screaming, where's the raptures? The raptures take place before the worship of the beast and mark of the beast enforcement. A group of the elect leave before or shortly after the arrival of the Black and Pale Horsemen. A group of the bride leaves anywhere from 1 to 6 months after the elect leave. And a group of the bride leaves, which is referred to as the Church of Philadelphia, symbolized in Revelation chapter 3, right before the worship of the beast and mark of the beast enforcement, which is also known as the hour of temptation which comes upon the world. Now this does not include the woman, the Jews who flee to their prepared place in the wilderness, which is Petra, Jordan. They will do that when Satan is cast to the earth. So, about that time is the abomination of desolation. Ship enforcement begins. And so, that's why the woman flees. Not because they see Satan being cast to earth, but because they recognize the enforced ship implantation that's going on. Right now, it's voluntary. It will become enforced. And so, they're aware of the prophecy. Another thing I wanted to make you aware, be careful of the apostates, folks, who want to claim that the mark of the beast has nothing to do with barcodes, tattoos, or chip implants, when it has everything to do with it. The mark of the beast is a technology chip implant that allows you to buy things by being scanned. Don't damn your soul to hell for eternity because you listen to false teachings, false prophecies, or trolls. They will tell you that the mark of the beast is not a chip, has nothing to do with technology, and they're either just wrong or outright lying and trying to trick and deceive you. And so I have videos on that. Go to my YouTube channel, Sherry Schreiner. Go to my website, Sherry Schreiner, and look at my Bible Prophecy and Tribulation event page. And you get all the information you need. Now, some of the events that are coming that are going to be affecting the nations. I was talking to Father about this the other morning, and I posted it on my Facebook and on my website, and so I'm going to go over that here because, you know, as I've always said, Father told me years ago when I was griping about how all the elite, the rich, were taking our tax dollars, our money, billions and trillions of dollars, and building themselves luxury bunkers to hide in during the tribulation period. And he told me, he said, that those underground bases, those underground bunkers, would become their tombs. That they would be flooded out and destroyed by earthquakes and floods. Now, interesting, because I know that there's underground water basins. I know there's what's said to be a sea, a literal ocean underneath, in the hollow earth. And so I want to get to that, how that relates. Let's start with this, because he told me about Africa. I was asking him, we just went through, he brought a list of countries to mind and gave me a short detail on the countries. And so this is basically from him, folks, because I'm just, as he's talking, I'm just writing this stuff down. So, Africa, you're going to have zombie plagues, a zombie outbreak there. You've had them over the years. The media has always been silent about it. But it's going to be rampant. Zombie outbreak, rampant zombie outbreaks in Africa. Ebola, which is that plague that's coming where they're spitting up black goo. That's the only name I have for it is Ebola. So we'll just keep that as that, describing that plague. Flesh-eating diseases. Worse than leprosy, because these are like zombie flesh-eating diseases, like those drug people you see where their skin is just rotting and eating away. People will move to the larger population areas for protection because the country will become unstable and unsafe outside the cities. And as you saw, the cities will only offer protection for so long. If you saw that movie, Zombie Nation, once they penetrated the city, and they did, then everybody became destroyed and affected by the zombie plagues. So, Africa, get ready to enforce yourself, reinforce your cities. I get zombie water, folks, or not zombie water, orgone water, because orgone water destroys zombies. It's like acid to them. Or get holy water, get water and anoint it, and pour that on them. Throw it on them. It will annihilate them. You know, the best thing to do is get a fire truck, put orgone in the water tanks, and then just hose down the populations of zombies, because it will disintegrate them. It's like acid. Orgone, depending on the size of bucket or pail or whatever you're using, could take several hours to a day or two to totally saturate the water. So, in the Ukraine, there is going to be Ebola and flesh-eating diseases. Because I was immediately thinking, you know, the elite are trying to take over Ukraine. that's where the original Khazar Jews are from. We've been told they were from Turkey. Apparently a large group of them were from the Ukraine. And the Lord is going to destroy that area with Ebola and flesh-eating diseases. That's what awaits them there. In Europe. And I've been hearing about this for a while now, and it's just like crazy. But if you talk to people that live there, they're talking about the people there that aren't even human, that there's so many people in the UK that are not human. They're just like demonic robots, synthetics, whatever. I've been hearing about it for a while. But soul replacement is huge there. Those are Father's exact words. Soul replacement is huge there. And they'll even start putting animal spirits into people. They are destroying the populations in Europe, specifically London, with crossbreeds, inhuman parasites, and the queen wants the destruction of all humans without it being noticed, so she's replacing them with replacements. Watch for people to go rabid, because they aren't really humans anyway. They are animals trapped in human bodies, and they don't know how to adjust. London will become a loathsome city. Ireland and Scotland will break away from it and go to war against the British if they have to. There's much unrest amongst them. So the Queen is not going out silently. She has been quiet because she's busy destroying all the humans that are in the UK. Folks, get the orgone out. It is going to melt and destroy non-humans. The Lord can crank it up. That's our protection. I've always told you that is the weapon he gave us for protection in the last days. Until he literally takes us out of here. In Italy, much demonization going on. CERN is unleashing hordes of hell, and they will demonize and possess the people who are open doorways and give them access. In other words, if you have sin operating in your life, you're living a sinful life, it's dominant. Alcoholism, drug abuse, those are doorways. Anger, unforgiveness, alcoholism, drug abuses can cause demonization. And all these hordes that CERN is unleashing on the world, these demons, it's battering Italy, and these demons will possess the people. France. France has vampires amok. There's many vampires in France. And they prey on the people, and they hide it. They hide it for now. But it's going to get much more noticeable and chaotic there. In other words, the vampires won't care if people know. And so they're just going to leave their prey, maybe drained of blood laying on the streets. It's going to become much more noticeable. In Germany, fighting against the refugees who are trying to change their culture, but they'll get swamped by changes because of the alcoholism there. You can't get ahead when the demons can pull you back. You may want to do good. You may have national pride. You may want to keep and maintain what you're own against all the invading Muslims. But your own sins and the access to demons that you have through your alcoholism is what's eventually going to hold you back and keep you from saving your own country. USA. USA is still strong with God's people, but the changes coming will divide the nation, and they'll war against each other, and eventually they'll be taken over by armies of the beast. Right now we're a divided nation. The liberal left will not just die and go away. They keep hammering against the right and Trump and want to push their gay homo agendas on everybody. They're transgender garbage. They keep trying to push all these doctrines from hell. And the majority of Americans don't want it. And so there's going to be, and already is, unrest and fights amongst the people. And eventually the armies of the beast are just going to take over America. Australia, there's going to be anarchy. I've seen this for years for Australia. There's a lot of the Lord's people there. It's a good country. But you're going to be divided just as America is. And there's going to be total anarchy there. And you're going to be rampant with plagues and chaos. Mexico, like pretty much as it is already is, total anarchy, lawlessness, robbing, stealing, killing. Panama, Central America, has always been a haven for the rich. It's going underwater. South America, both coastlines will be destroyed. Entire South America. In fact, the only thing left of South America is going to be the central part where all the mountains are. That's going to be the only thing left of South America. So all those people on the coastlines and in the nations on the east and west coast, you're going to be destroyed. China and India will blindly follow the beast, as will most in the Middle East. They will use shortages and famine to prompt people to get the mark of the beast. They'll replace debit cards with the chip in your hands or on your forehead, because a lot of people in India like the third eye jewelry, the tattoos on the foreheads, already conditioning people to accept a tattoo on their foreheads or in or on their right hand or left hand, either hand, doesn't matter. They're going to bring in the chip as a technology advancement and prompt you through famines and shortages that you have to have the chip to get food and water. Russia will enforce the mark of the beast via patriotism, national pride. They'll push it as a pride and higher tech advancement, as will the other nations that I'm not mentioning here, the other nations scattered throughout the world in Europe. Most of them will just use the mark of the beast as tech advancement, replacing debit cards, replacing checking accounts, replacing all that stuff. Tech advancement. In the Philippines, zombie plagues will have people fleeing from the islands to Indonesia and even Japan, and the American military bases in Japan will accept them and put them in human slave trades. Hawaii will be cut off from the world with much deluge and destructions coming to it. Pacific islands will disappear and be destroyed by plagues. Lots of Pacific islands, the Solomon Islands come to mind, Fiji, New Zealand, all those other ones, they all come to mind, they're going to be destroyed. Atlantic Ocean, and this one was a little creepy. There's creatures from the abyss, an underground sea, I told you there's an underground ocean in the hollow earth there. They are going to get access up into the Atlantic Ocean. And they probably already are, because they're drilling holes in the Atlantic Ocean. And these creatures coming up are adapting to the salt water, and they're going to become violent and vicious, making travel dangerous and chaotic on the Atlantic Ocean. Our father said they're punching holes into the Atlantic Ocean floor, and the influx of water going into the inner earth is making the earth destabilize and wobble. Their engineering fiascos and miscalculations will destroy their own hideouts in the inner earth. And the and they will have to surface to survive. I don't know if I'm getting hit by a satellite or what. Trolling along here real nicely with no interruptions. Okay. So their engineering fiascos and miscalculations will destroy their own hideouts in the inner earth, and they will have to surface to survive, adding to the chaos that is already going on. Mixing of species. The mixing of species, which is these beasts, these terrestrial, alien, and creatures, and these beasts coming amongst us, will result in plagues never before seen in the world, just as described with the Pale Horseman, Revelation chapter 6, how plagues will destroy. destroy a third of the world. The plagues will dominantly affect crossbreeds and those with contaminated human DNA. So those of you who have been born amongst us that are hybrids and you know who you are, you are the ones that are mostly going to be affected by these plagues that are coming. People with inhuman DNA, their bodies are going to disintegrate. In other words, all these humans that the queen is replacing with fake animal spirits and anything else she finds, they're going to disintegrate. Their bodies are going to disintegrate. It's going to look like they're melting, especially those in orgoned air areas. So I can imagine the father is trying to stand up and wake up Christians around the world, especially in the UK, to get the orgone out. And that's what will kill the giants. That's why the locust invasion of Rev 9 is 5 months. Oh, they're killing me now. 5 more minutes. Leave me alone. The locusts will survive for 5 months. People will go to war against them, try to capture them and detain them. For the most part, the orgone is going to kill them. But for the areas they find, like Russia and parts of Europe and China and India that have absolutely no orgone in them, they're going to be decimated by the giants. So the father was telling me that no matter how big a giant is, if you take out their feet, they can't walk. And he said copper chains will detain them. So put copper chains around their feet, and you can detain a giant. If you do get one, kill it. Kill it. So these are the things that are coming to the nations, folks. I put a bunch of articles on my webpage in regards to Last Day's Prophecy, America and Prophecy, the World, the Ashtar Command. I mean, it's so many articles. You'll have a field day just going through reading and learning things. And that's exactly what my website is, SherryShriner.com. The Lord stood me up 17 years ago to be his mouthpiece on earth. Largely ignored, but not forgotten. I will never be forgotten. People hate me too much, and then they're going to see I've been right about everything. They're going to be freaking out. So, anyway, so that's my update on Bible prophecy and America and prophecy, the world and prophecy, and much more to say. But that's it in a nutshell. Yeah, there's the lady. I knew she was coming. Tell me my show is over. And so be back on Friday. If you have any questions for the show, you can send them to Sherry@Shriner.com. Sherry at Shriner.com. And I'll try to get them answered for you for Friday's show. Till then, everybody.